Hope Hicks gone. Resignation. White House apparently in chaos, according to Richard Arnold. We'll have him on the program before 7 as well. Now, here we go. Listen to this. 22 minutes away from 7. Interesting insight into the sugar debate this morning, right? The New Zealand Initiative has got its hands on the advice the Minister of Health has been getting from the Ministry of Health. And in a nutshell, they are highly sceptical a tax works. They also say the research done is of major concern. So maybe we can put this to bed once and for all. Chief Economist at the Initiative, Dr. Eric Crampton, is with us. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, this has been a campaign, tell me if I'm wrong, this has been a campaign driven by the ideological to brainwash us. Is that fair?
Well, there has been a pretty concerted campaign among public health academics in favor of a sugar tax. They've presented a view that the taxes are well supported by public health experts and by neutral parties, and that the only opposition to it might come from those who are ideologically opposed to taxes or who have some kind of motivated interest in the matter. The documents that have come out of the Ministry of Health suggest something rather different. The ministry's own economist and the overall position within the bureaucracy there was far more skeptical, pointing out very similar concerns to those that were raised in NZIER's report that was released in January, also under OIA, which was commissioned by the Ministry of Health, a very similar concern to those that had been raised by the New Zealand Initiative in its 2016 report, and very similar to the analysis that I've been making on sort of a running basis, reading through these studies as they come through. There are substantial problems in the way that they've estimated the effects of tax on consumption, and those problems would be obvious to economists, but not to public health practitioners. And they've missed that, well, there's very little out there showing then effects of tax on actual health outcomes. So the ministry was not particularly fond of sugar taxes, not thinking that they do much good, and noting a lot of the problems with them.
There are two things that I've had a problem with the sugar tax on. One, from what I've read in the places that have a sugar tax, consumption drops but then goes back up again, and all that happens is the government ends up with a lot of money. Two, there is no direct health come as a result of that. And if you want a third one, they target only the soft drink industry, not all sugar, and that's part of their problem.
Well, it'll vary place to place, but you're right that in general you're not seeing any health effects, and what measured reduction in consumption that you get can change over time. A lot of the problem in measuring the consumption change, though, is that it's an artifact of bad stats, that when people try to estimate consumption, they're using these household survey data where households are asked, how much did you spend on soda last week? How much did you spend on soda 2 weeks ago? And they do this on a rolling basis. But if an excise tax comes in that increases the price of soda, maybe you're not spending as much on it because you've shifted from Coke or Pepsi down to home brand.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've shifted from Coke in cans to Coke in a 3.5-liter bottle. Either one of those could have you even potentially consuming more while still reporting that you're spending less. And where the studies try and estimate consumption just out of that spending data, they can often make mistakes. And that's a lot of the work that's being done at Waikato University now by Professor John Gibson, trying to see just how big that problem is. And he's been showing that the standard methods that people have been using have overestimated consumption drops by about four times over.
Jeez, interesting insight. Eric, listen, I appreciate your work. Thank you for that. Eric Crampton, Dr. Eric Crampton, Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative.